It's Wednesday night. It is time for Super Geeked Up. What's up, everybody? This is Super Geeked Up, your live weekly geeky pop culture show presented by Frostbite Pictures. I'm Jeff. I'm joined by my co-host, Nicole.
Hey.
And we got the gang from One True Pairing here. We're going to get hear more from them in a minute. But we'd like to kick things off with the Geek Tweet of the Week question, which tonight is, what fictional character be the perfect partner in crime? Nicole.
I thought, since we've talked a little bit about this before, but Stephanie Brown, spoiler, would be great, because she's my alter ego, so that would be perfect.
You cosplayed as her at San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah.
And everybody thought you were somebody else, but it was cool.
Yeah, we're both Raven, but whatever.
All right. The worst.
Very good choice. If you're watching live, folks, please tweet us your answers to what character you would like think would be the best partner in crime. At Super Geeked Up, hashtag SGU Laura. Who would your choice be?
For partner in crime?
Yeah, fictional character.
Somebody like, I think Alfred from the Batman movies.
That was one of my choices. That's great.
Was it? Oh my God. I fucking nailed it. Just because he's like used to, you know, being like your right-hand man. Like, he doesn't ask any questions. He just helps you make it happen.
And he has good medical skills. He can patch you up if you get injured.
He can do anything. He's like MacGyver.
Just kind of like MacGyver. You're right.
That's only like answer. Only a little more like suave and debonair. And he hangs out with Batman, which MacGyver doesn't do. But yeah, he's my choice. We know of. Maybe the show ended before we got to that part.
Awesome choice. Let's go over to Peter.
I think, my thought, I'm questioning, like, what is this person, my partner in crime, in doing? Are we committing crime?
You could be committing crimes. I suppose you could be doing other things if you really want to, but...
What do you mean, like, picking people up? What are you...
I was thinking a partner in crime, not necessarily, like, actual crime, but, like, your right-hand person.
Right.
You know, like, yeah.
You know, I think that my answer is going to work no matter what, because this is a person that I would commit crime with, but also just, like, have a hangout. I think that I would probably choose Gracie Hart from Miss Congeniality.
Oh, perfect.
Because she's in the FBI, so she probably, like, knows her way around a crime scene and, like, how to get some shit done. And, like, then she can pretend like she's trying to solve the murder. I don't know. Apparently I'm committing murder with her. Or, you know, we don't have to murder people. You know, I could do whatever I want with her. I feel like we could get along under many circumstances. So I think that that would be a perfect, my go-to person.
That's awesome answer. I love that movie. All right. On Twitter, coming in live right now, Honky Tonk Buffalo tweets in, Deadpool would be his choice. He would be the perfect human shield, plus all the best puns and catchphrases during the heist.
Perfect. Yeah. Love that.
Kate at Trekkie 1000 wants to know, where is Tanya Dodds tonight? She is actually traveling. She has a really super famous commercial gig. It's some commercial gig. I don't know exactly what it is. Mm. But it's an awesome. So she's traveling.
But she has been a little, like, secretive about it. So it could be a really big thing. Because we don't even know.
Maybe she's committing a heist, actually.
maybe she's going to bump off Flo from the progressive ads and become the new Flo.
That would be very lucrative.
I actually could see Tanya doing that. I can imagine she appears in like progressive ad next week and we see her.
Yeah, it's like Highlander, you know, like there can be only one. Like she has to, they have an ad where she comes in and like...
They have a sword fight?
Yeah. Or something, I don't know. An insurance
It's fight. Either that or if we hear about a maple syrup heist like in the next few days and we know that it was her.
Because Tanya's Canadian, that's a joke we make a lot about. Which there actually was a huge maple syrup heist in Canada. That was one of their biggest crimes, by the way.
For real?
Yeah, well, it was attempted. I think it got foiled. It was an attempted, like, or maybe it was...
Oh, of course. So not only was it a stupid crime, they didn't even pull it off.
maple syrup is lucrative for them, so they would have, like...
It was, like, millions and millions of dollars in maple syrup. I
think. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not sure. Anyway, let's go over to Sean. Sean, what fictional character would be your partner in crime?
I mean, yes. I kind of am going to go like Michael C. Hall and Dexter.
Mm.
He's like really good at covering his tracks.
Mm.
You know, so like, why not? I mean, a little morbid, but like, you know, it's my choice.
Sean, I'm really impressed.
I like that you two have assumed that we're committing murder. I mean, why not? I mean, let's just go for it if we're going to do it.
Go all out, man.
Earlier today or a couple days ago when we sent this out on Twitter, Ryan Ward, he actually picked, he says, my Sinister Six. I guess he doesn't want just one. He wants six partners in crime.
Oh, well. I mean, if I knew we could pick, like, multiple people.
I would pick, like, Baby Spice. And
you don't even understand. I love Spice Girls.
You'd be like, I pick One Direction and X-Men. Like, aren't there any parameters on this job?
Hey, look, we let our fans do whatever they want.
All right.
I love it.
So his six choices are The Abomination, The Joker, uh-huh. Lore from Next Generation, Data's, like, evil twin Lore. That's good. Professor Moriarty from Sherlock.
Sure.
The T-100. T-1000. He must be the
T-1000 from Terminator. Yeah.
You're missing a zero. It's okay. I got it. And then Loki.
Oh.
That's a sneaky bitch. He's a sneaky bitch.
I like the T-100. He's like sort of a cyborg, but not really that cool.
He was the really, really first model that was really shitty and couldn't kill anybody.
Yeah, right. He's always like bumping into things and like drinking your beer. And you're like, damn it, T-100.
You know who I just thought? Who I just thought would be a really good partner in crime, especially because, well, Daredevil. First of all, no one's gonna suspect it's him, and second of all, he's a lawyer, so he could like help weasel your way out of whatever trouble you get in.
I forgot he was a lawyer.
Strong word there, weasel.
On Twitter, at Hunter's Realm tweets in, I think a perfect partner in crime would be Plastic Man. Well, he could get into a lot of places, I guess that's true, right? Yeah, he could steal a lot of things probably pretty easily.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Do you remember Stretch Man and Stretch Monster and Stretch Armstrong?
My God, when I was a kid, oh, guys. I had the Stretch Armstrong doll, and then I left it in my mom's car one day, and then my mom's car got stolen, and I didn't give a shit about the car. It was a stupid car. It was ugly. We needed to get a new one anyway. But my Stretch Armstrong doll was in there.
You're like, Stretch!
I haven't thought about this in a long time. Clearly, I haven't really emotionally...
You haven't processed it.
But what I'm realizing now is, like, why didn't my fucking mom just buy me a new Stretch Armstrong doll?
Because she had to buy a new car.
Really milked that as an opportunity to get that toy out of the house, because I was devastated and she did nothing. My mom's not watching this, but I love her. She's a lovely person, but man,
she didn't get that Armstrong doll back.
No, I needed to call her tomorrow and talk about it.
Wait, did you have a crush on Stretch Armstrong? Because I feel like maybe you did a little bit.
I don't know. You know, I was very young. I'm probably confused about why I was so connected to Stretch.
Okay,
I think if you want to have some therapy right now, Laura, that maybe we could theorize that.
Listen, we don't need to go on such a huge tangent. I just wanted to ask the question.
I have information now on the maple syrup heist. It was successful. Ryan Ward, who actually lives in Canada, says... It happened. They stole enough maple syrup to fill a space shuttle fuel tank. That's
That's quite large.
Yes.
Ryan one of the people that did it? How does he know so much?
Yes, he is. And he decides he's going to tweet about it publicly, which is a good idea.
Listen, Jeff, take it easy.
Six million pounds of syrup had vanished, worth about $18 million.
What?
Wow. Yeah, syrup's expensive
Here's a thought, Canadians. Like, this many diamonds would be worth that same amount of money and take up a whole lot less space.
You can't.
But it's more ambitious to steal maple syrup.
I guess. I don't know.
I wish Tanya was here, man. She'd have a whole big thing to say about this. All right, anyway.
A boot it.
So I guess my choice for a fictional character to do partner crime, I think I'm going to go with Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yes.
I think he's good at that. I think what is also cool is he's got a cool spaceship we could travel around in. He's got awesome music. He's got an awesome soundtrack to listen to.
Yes.
Which I think
impressed.
That's important.
Yeah, because I don't want to be going around with somebody, playing music I hate. That sucks.
Yeah,
but
that's
basically,
the worst.
What's gonna happen is he's gonna be able to create you guys like a heist montage with his music. So it's not even like a full heist; you just get the montage, pretty much.
That's okay.
We'll that's what highlight. I'm saying. Yeah it's amazing. Yeah.
All right, good. Feel free, folks, to keep tweeting your answers, or if you're watching or listening to the podcast and post, tweet them into @supergeekedup, hashtag SGU. Coming up later on the show, we have One True Pairing the Game, which is very appropriate when you hear the name of our guest show.
Yes.
In a minute. We're going to talk some geeky news. Is Star Wars, the original trilogy, coming back to theaters and Netflix? We're going to talk about that. Also, we bring back a super popular game we haven't done in a long time, Geeky Raps. We're going to be dropping some Lord of the Rings Hobbit raps later on.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get to our guests. They're from a series called One True Pairing, which is why it's perfect that we have a game called that. So let me introduce them one by one. We have, first off, creator, I believe, right? And she also plays Sheila, Laura Jordan. Hi, Laura.
Hi. That's right.
All right.
Awesome. My little brainchild.
Awesome. We have, he plays Jeremy on the show, Peter Graham.
Yay!
And the director of the series, Sean Barrett.
Hey!
All right, thanks guys for being here.
For sure,
thanks
for sure.
Thanks for having
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
All right, Laura, you want to tell people if they haven't seen the show what it's about?
It is about an odd couple, two friends, who bond over writing smutty Hobbit fan fiction.
Right. The friends being you and Peter.
Like yes, that. Peter and I are the friends. Yes, yes. My character is going through a divorce and a custody battle, and his character is just recently graduated from high school and breaking away from his mom to kind of strike out on his own.
Awesome. Peter, you want to talk a little bit more about
that? Not like strike out, like strike three, you're out, but like, you know.
No, yeah, so it's kind of, they're both when we meet them at the beginning of season one, both at these, a crossroad in their lives.
A crossroad.
And, kind of enter this new world and, like, life journey together in moving in together at the end of episode one.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. kind of like find their path together through the world of porn, which, you know, is just how most people's lives go.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Or it should be.
I was going to say, or it should be that way.
It should be, yeah, right.
Sean, you want to add anything about the project or how he's working with these two?
When it's like working with the two of them, well, yeah. I mean.
Awesome.
Actually, they're very, very wonderful to work with. I give Peter a hard time on set, but he lets me do it.
He does.
You know, I can't, like, stroke an ego the whole time. But the thing is that they're both insanely talented. Laura and I actually, we worked on another show together, an off-Broadway show, so that's how we met. And she's like, I kind of have this idea for a web series. And she threw it at me, and I was like, well, I kind of want to direct that web series. So everything kind of just snowballed from there.
Yeah, so it was great.
Yeah, I mean, set's great. We have a really good core team of people, and it's always a lot of fun. It's a good time.
So
it has to be a good group of people, because man, everybody is like busting their ass for either no money or very little money. So everyone is very committed, which is awesome.
So Laura and Peter, before the series, were you ones to read a lot or write yourselves fan fiction?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to take that first, Laura? We have very different answers. Very different answers.
So, I mean, I definitely read it, still read it. I tried to write a little of it, but I just wasn't very good at it. And I thought, wow, maybe it would be more fun to write about people who write fan fiction. And that's what kind of led me to the web series. But yeah, I mean, my parents wrote porny fan fiction. No, my parents... are big fans of the original Star Trek. And mm-hmm. So I grew up with, like, those novels. Remember? They used to, like, publish, I think they still do, right? They published Star Trek novels,
oh,
you know?
There's tons of them published today.
Tons of them. And my parents, like, had a whole bunch of them, you know? So I read those. Like, you know, my dad's a big science fiction fan, so he got the magazine Analog. And, you know, I just got used to that being, like, a thing. Like, people just made stories with these characters. So it wasn't until... I saw The Hobbit in 2012 that I was like, kind of by virtue of, by way of rather looking up some of the actors, kind of like fell down this fan fiction rabbit hole. But yeah, I had always known it existed. I feel like, Peter, did you even know it existed?
I really didn't. I had, like, at some point in high school, stumbled upon a story very casually. I really can't tell you how I even found it. It was a fanfic where Harry Potter was getting fucked by Draco Malfoy.
That's probably what you Googled.
I probably.
Could that be how you found it?
Right. I accidentally found it because I directly
Draco
searched
Fox
for
Harry.
It. And I read this story and I remember being like kind of fascinated by it. I mean, I would be lying if I told you the story was upsetting to me. But I read it and I kind of just thought it was like offhand, like one and done thing that somebody did one time. I had no idea that this was part of a world. And then when I got this email one day, like 10 years later, from this stranger named Laura Jordan, being like, hey, I'd love for you to read the pilot of my show. And I was like, okay. And I read it, and I was very intrigued by the relationship of the two characters primarily, and I just kind of found this whole porn thing kind of funny. But I really kind of thought that Laura was making it all up. And it wasn't until...
Oh my god, I wish.
I do too, because that'd be kind of amazing. But I remember I think we had started filming, but we hadn't quite yet filmed any of the scenes where Laura and I were just like in the apartment talking about porn, which is quite a bit. And I said something to her. Oh, because I hadn't even seen the Hobbit movies. And so as the dedicated actor that I am, I was like, I'm going to do my homework. I'm going to watch the Hobbit movies. And so, you know, we talk a lot about Thorin and Bilbo fucking each other. And I watched the first movie.
Nervous cough.
I watched the first movie and, like, you know, 3 hours later, Bilbo and Thorin had not fucked each other. And then I watched the second movie, and once again, like, there was no fucking. And I was like, I really think that I can't have missed it. That would not have been a casual, missable moment. So I said to Laura, I was like, I don't remember what any of the exact words were, but something along the lines of, like, what is this thing? And she was just like, she just told me the word bag and shield, which is Thorin and Bilbo's, you know, OTP name, for those of you who don't know, or Philbo, if you will. But she just was like, listen, there's this word bag and shield for the two of them together. Give it a Google, you'll understand. And I went home that night, and I Googled bag and shield, and
we all got plenty of
texts. Oh man! Oh yeah, yeah. I was texting them pictures. I'll be like, you won't believe the things I have found. there were short stories, there were long stories, there were there were very filthy sketches, and then pictures of the real actors, but like, their faces put on top of porn stars' bodies. I mean, I could have spent a week just looking at Bag and Shield.
Yeah.
And I was...
And that? That's so weird.
Yeah, who would do that, Laura? I don't know. They would be a big loser. That would be... Yeah. But I was amazed and shocked in the most wonderful way, and very excited by the whole... I was fascinated and very excited to discover that the world was so vast, because it's a huge thing, and I had no idea.
Yeah. All
right. So you know,
yeah, you're welcome.
Peter. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
She doesn't pay me money, but
you know. I'm paying you in life experiences.
Yeah, I'm getting that's really what I'm
getting. Life experiences.
She sends me links of filthy stories, and that's what I.
We still will text each other like particularly like naughty drawings that we like come across for whatever reason.
It'll be like midnight, and she'll text me a picture of Bilbo taking it up the butt, and it just says like hashtag goodnight.
I
over to Twitter here. Kate at Trekkie1000 says, I write fan fiction. I love it. Don't know if I'm good at it, but I enjoy it. All right, it's cool. Here we go. We got a fan.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's who cares if you're good enough? Like, you, nobody. Who's to say? If you like doing it, then you're good enough.
That's great. Excellent. Excellent advice.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sure. All right. Where can Sean? Where can people watch One True Pairing, the series?
Well, you can go to our website. It is otptheshow.com.
Yep. Good, thanks. Yes. Good, Sean.
Yeah, I was like, come on. We also have a YouTube channel. It's OTP the Show as well. You can look it up there. Send it out to all your friends. Link it. Get it out there. Get those views up.
And OTP the Show on Twitter. You can follow them right now.
Follow us on Twitter. We got the Twitter, the Tumblr. Because I was saying Tumblr. Okay. And I haven't
we have a Twitter.
This is all tricking. I really should have been in bed like 3 hours ago. Once you're over 30, it's very hard to stay up past 9 o'clock.
Right. So we're gonna play the One True Pairing game in a minute, but first, Nicole, a word from our sponsor.
Yes, a word from our sponsor. This episode of Super Geeked Up is brought to you by Trek Fan, the world's fastest growing Star Trek fan club. For SGU viewers in the United States, all new Trek Fan members will receive a cool Trek gift in the mail. Trek Fan membership is always free, and you can join the adventure at trekfan.org.
Ooh. Yep, do it. Sign up. It's free. There's awesome gifts. We've gotten them. All right.
Trek Fan. No, I haven't, but Jeff and Tanya have.
Oh, good. Just pretend you have from now on, will you?
I know. No, because I'm really sad because it looks
give
so
you,
amazing.
I'll give you one of the things he sent me, so then you'll have something.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Now, why don't you tell people how we play One True Pairing?
One True Pairing. So Jeff and I are the Game Masters. We're going to all lead one round, and he'll lead another. And so basically, you guys are going to pick a character from one of the universes that we've chosen. And then once you guys have picked your character, I'm going to let you know who my character is. And then you guys each have to decide or debate why your character makes the best pairing or the one true pairing to my character.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord. So none of us, we can't have picked the same person. We all have to pick different people.
Yeah, so you have, ideally you have some backups maybe in mind.
I can literally hear Sean sweating right now.
Okay, here's the other thing I should say. Let's say, so we have two universes that we kind of sent you ahead of time. So one is the Batman universe, any Batman characters, and one's a Harry Potter universe. So here's the thing. Like, let's say I choose a character in the Batman universe that you're not super familiar with. In the past, this has happened to me, where I had to argue a character that I really didn't know too much about. You can make up a bunch of stuff as long as it sounds amazing and great. Like, it's okay. You can just use your imagination, let it go wild.
That's probably
totally
what's going to happen.
Yeah. Totally cool. Not a problem.
We know no fear, Nicole. We're ready.
Okay, nice.
So, Nicole, you're,
okay.
You're going to lead us through the Batman universe, right?
Yes. We'll
all right, so
Batman.
Nicole has a character in mind from the Batman universe. The four of us, I can count, we'll all choose a character from that universe in advance. I will go last. I will let our guests choose first because I have some backups in mind.
I have backups in mind, too, so that I don't choose... Or my character's not the same as your character. So.
Excellent. So, Laura.
Sean, do you want to choose first? Because you're
okay,
the most
nervous. Yeah. Right,
okay, so I'm choosing a Batman universe character, just like randomly. Like, I'm just picking a person.
Okay. Yes.
Right? Is that right?
Yes, that's what you're doing.
All right. I always sort of had a little fondness for Commissioner Gordon.
Perfect. Mm. Great.
So, Laura's Commissioner Gordon. Sean, who are you going to choose?
Robin, but like Chris O'Donnell Robin, because he's really
okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
God. I knew you were gonna steal Robin from me.
Sorry.
I will go with the only other Batman character I know besides Batman. The Penguin.
Nice. Perfect. I love it. Jeff?
But I have three people written down here and I gotta see who I'm gonna choose. I'm gonna go with Poison Ivy.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's good.
So that was my first choice. So my number two.
That doesn't surprise us. We always think alike.
I knew you were into that. So my backup option is going to be Harley Quinn. So
that's funny. That was my backup
option. I want you guys to tell me why your character is one true pairing to Harley. So who wants to start?
Let's go with Laura.
Yeah, go with Laura.
Harley Quinn? Uh-huh. Well, say, for example, I wasn't necessarily sure what Harley's jam is.
She's here. I'll help you out real fast. She's the Joker's girlfriend.
Oh, yes. Okay, right. Well,
I'm Googling her right now.
I was too, but it wasn't working. I think Commissioner Gordon would be a great match, a great OTP, because it's like the yin and the yang. You know what I mean? They kind of balance each other out. Because he has some rough edges, but he has got a heart of gold. And he's going to like help keep their relationship kind of on course. Does that make sense? So pick me.
All right.
Pick Commissioner Gordon, because you need my good to even out your bad.
And by the way, folks, if you're watching live, we want to hear what you think. So we have Harley Quinn, and then we have Commissioner Gordon, Robin, Penguin, and Poison Ivy as the possible matches, one TP matches, OTP. So let us in, tweet us in what you think about those would be the best. And let's go over to Peter.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I was frozen for a second. I couldn't hear the last part of it, but I think got the gist of it.
You missed the most amazing argument you're ever going to hear.
Okay, Jeff, again, take it easy.
Hey, look, okay. I'm trying to help you out. I'm saying it's really awesome.
So I'm ready. So I've just done some very fast Googling, and what I've discovered for why I feel that the Penguin would be the best OTP match for Harley Quinn is that they both are wearing face makeup, I think. And, you know, it's very rare. I don't actually think I can count on one hand, because I've never seen it, the number of couples who both wear that much face makeup publicly.
Dave Navarro and Carmen Electra.
I said, I can't think of, Laura. Oh, okay. I can't. And I've never seen Dave Navarro.
Oh, Jesus.
I have. I just wanted to make you feel bad. Anyways, you know, they're both publicly wearing rather aggressive makeup, and I think that is something that is an outlier in the human experience. And when you find somebody who can not just embrace your outliers, but also hold your hand and run with them through this journey we call life, I think that is what really makes one's heart soar. And so...
All right. I'm just like, cut.
Welcome to the set of OTP.
Sean?
Robin.
Yeah, Robin and Harley Quinn.
Can you imagine the fan fiction that you could write? Like, they're both really hot. So
totally.
She's got the great body. He's Chris O'Donnell. So throw them together and make fanfic porn. Go crazy.
Wait, we should... Is there... There might actually be... Are these people actually paired up together in fan fiction?
Oh, somebody's done it.
Somebody's done everything.
That's true.
I just like to point out that Sean's answer was very shallow, and mine involved a great amount of emotional content.
I was thinking about the porn aspect of the fan fiction.
All right.
Nobody wants to see the Joker naked.
That's not necessarily shallow. I mean, it's important to have a physical connection.
But he only talked about the physical connection.
All right, okay. I thought Sean really rose to the occasion, because I'm not even kidding. I can literally feel his twitchiness.
I called his
here on the, I don't know here on the Upper West Side, and he's in Queens. So, Sean, kudos. I think you did a great job.
Listen, Sean, I'm not saying that I'm not proud of you. I just think that my answer was better.
We're going to see what the first day on set next week is going to be like.
I think my answer was better than both of you, but now I'm sure Jeff is going to totally knock it all out of the park.
So by the way, folks, Ryan Ward, one of our fans on Twitter, was a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Harley Quinn, and another one of our supporters from Limited Release put my head on Harley Quinn's body.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's the most disturbing image you may ever see. I just retweeted that again at Super Geek Dub.
It is pretty disturbing, but it's cool.
That was gorgeous.
you'll get quite a delight for the eyes if you go to Super Geek Dub.
I guarantee you it's not the weirdest image we've seen.
Oh, that, no, you're right. Actually, it's nothing compared to what you've seen in your bag and shield search.
I mean, if you want to see some shit.
No, I do not.
This photo is pretty epic.
Yeah. All right, so Jeff, what's
All
your
right.
answer?
So Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn. So on Twitter, at the that Emily Kelly is pretty much leaning. She tweeted exactly what I was going to say. I tweeted this out. She said Poison Ivy would be her choice because they have a relationship built on friendship and understanding, and that is very true. Mm-hmm. Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn are best friends in the Batman universe. Probably Harley Quinn's best friend she actually has, and also a friend who's not going to kill her. Unlike the Joker, you never know what the hell that fucker's going to do.
True.
And that's more of a boyfriend thing anyway, and he's just insane. So Poison Ivy is actually a very loyal friend. She always has Harley's back. And she, you know, so I think based on the friendship and understanding, and she is the one true person that Harley can actually count on. Out of all these characters you're talking about, two of them, Commissioner Gordon and Robin, are good guys. They're never going to go with Harley. And the Penguin is just, dude, that guy is just really ugly, to be honest with you. Harley's not going to go with him. So
that's why he wears makeup.
Right. So there you go. That's my argument for Poison Ivy with Harley Quinn.
Wow, that was
like a real response. That was.
Well, I have to say that I really loved your answer though about Penguin. I was like, okay, if Jeff can top this with Poison Ivy, I don't know. But oh my gosh, I love that answer though about the makeup. That just cracks me up because they can share each other's makeup. But yeah. I love it. But I think I am going to have to go with Poison Ivy, but I think Penguin is a close second, for sure.
This is rigged!
No, it's not. It's very much based on merit. And the fact that I got second place, Laura Jordan, and I just destroyed you in this.
Here's the thing. You didn't officially get second. She just liked your answer.
It sounds like I did.
She said he got second.
Sounds like I did.
Please tell me I got third.
And I had to frantically Google things before I made my answer.
Yeah, well, I had to go first.
You guys did good. You guys did really good, for sure.
Okay, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
All right, let's see.
Wait, just to clarify. So if Jeff was first and Peter was second and I was third and four of us were playing...
Does that mean that...
I was thinking that you and Sean would actually tie for third.
Shut up!
I was thinking last place. It's okay.
All right. Touche, Nicole.
Laura's not going to sleep tonight because she's going to be so mad.
Nobody loses in this, okay? Nobody loses on Super Geeked Up. There's just...
That's not real life. People lose.
People lose.
People run faster than you.
On Twitter, at Maria Duran, one of our awesome supporters, she just started watching live. She tweeted in to our earlier question about best partner in crime. She said, Brainiac, he was one of the first supervillains I admired. That's a good choice.
That is a good choice.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going to go to our second one, true pairing. I'm going to run this one. This is from Nicole. Where do you keep going?
I keep cutting out, so I have to put on audio only. Otherwise,
man, we can't see your lovely face. Okay,
I'm so sorry.
But for the podcast, it's all good still. If you're listening to the podcast, so all right. So we're gonna go to the Harry Potter universe now.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So all you're gonna choose a character from Harry Potter, and then I will choose a character you must do in one true pairing with. We will start in a different direction this time. Let's start with Sean.
Lovely.
I'm going to know you get first dibs, though, so nobody can steal
this. Yes, exactly. Sean,
got it.
Glasses half full.
Who are you choosing?
I like Cedric.
Cedric Diggory? All right.
Yeah.
Good.
To clarify, to keep on the same page with Chris O'Donnell, it's because he is the hottest, and I just want to keep in tune with what I'm
talking about. All right, I see you.
It's a theme. It's a theme.
Too funny.
Peter, who would you choose from the Harry Potter universe?
You know what? I want to really put myself in a place of challenge because that's the only way that we grow as humans.
So
I'm going to pick a character who's a little bit lesser known but still very important, and that would be Cho Chang.
Oh, yes.
Ah. I like how you guys are going outside the box with this a little bit.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wow.
That's good. All right, Laura, what do you got?
Dobby.
Nice.
Dobby.
And Nicole.
Well, I don't think this comes as a shock to anybody, but I'm going with Linda Lovegood.
Well, they don't know that, though. I guess they don't know you love Linda Lovegood, so it's a shock to them, maybe.
That's true.
Yeah.
But not for anybody else who watches our show. Yes. So she loves. She actually cosplays as Linda Lovegood sometimes.
Do you?
Fun.
Yeah.
Very, very
well.
Great. Yeah, she does it very well.
Thank you.
Very good. I do not cosplay as Dobby. Just so
Oh. I do not cosplay as Cho Chang. I think that would be very offensive. I have no comment.
All right, let me see who I'm going to choose here for. We got Cedric, Diggory, Cho Chang, Dobby, and Luna Lovegood. And you're going to have to argue why they would be the best one true pairing with Professor Snape.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wait.
Yes.
Yes, Snape.
Snape?
You know, Mr. Romance himself.
Snape.
All right, so let's start not with Laura this time. Let's start actually with, since Sean, I let you choose first, you're going to have to go first.
Darn it.
Why would Cedric Diggory make a one true pairing with Professor Snape?
Because the hair. Look at the hair. It's like, I'm so bad at this.
Wait, who's hair? Snape's or Cedric?
Both of them. They both have, like, very iconic hair besides Harry. So let's just team them up because of their hair. Because I have no other response. I'm sorry.
No apologies, Sean.
I'm the worst. I lose. Fourth place again. Go on to Peter.
Oh.
All right. So, by the way, Maria Duran, Nicole, also tweeted that she would have chosen Luna Lovegood.
Yeah.
So let's go over to Peter, who's arguing why Cho Chang would make a good one-true pairing with Professor Snape.
All right. Well, I don't know if we all remember, but things with Harry and Cho didn't really end so well. And things with Harry and Severus Snape didn't really end so well. So I think that we should take the two people who were fucking Harry, one figuratively, I don't know, it wasn't in the book, but arguably, and one literally, oh, that's the one that wasn't in the book. Cho, in my head, they were literally fucking, and Severus, I don't think, was literally fucking Harry. I think that he was just figuratively fucking him. So I think if you can take someone who is literally fucking somebody and figuratively fucking somebody and put them together, that would be a fucking BA combo.
That's very interesting. That's
well
a
done.
Very...
Thank you
yeah.
very much. Thank you.
Let's go over to Laura.
Dang with, it, Peter. You're just like...
I'm like really actually kind of blowing myself away. I gotta be real with you.
Yeah, you're blowing me away yeah. too. Okay,
that's
so Dobby and Snape. All right, I think that basically they both appear to be one thing. And then have many layers and many complexities below the surface, below the visible surface. And they both are ultimately like very brave, very steadfast. And I think like that's the kind of thing that's a person's true grit, their true character, and that's the sort of thing that bonds you to your OTP. That's what people connect with. What's really fundamentally in there. They both got a lot going on under the surface other than what they choose to show. They're
all right.
Deep.
Strong argument.
Whoa, hey! Thanks,
right. You haven't won yet, but strong
yeah,
argument.
All
right.
Yeah.
I was just happy. I like to be flattered, so thank you. That's great.
And we're going over to Nicole with Luna Lovegood and Snape.
Yes, well, actually, I can use part of her argument as mine because, so, a lot of people think Luna's weird and crazy, loony, and but in reality, she's very smart and nurturing and open-minded, and I think, you know, she doesn't really get the credit she deserves sometimes, and people might judge her by her outward appearances, and I think Snape gets the same thing where people automatically assume, like, he's evil and bad, and they don't
yes.
take a deeper look, and I think that they both have that in common, and they could bond over that, and I also think that, again, Luna is very open, and I think she's accepting of everybody, and Snape needs someone that is accepting of him, and loving, and isn't judgmental, and doesn't automatically think the worst of him, and I think that they're both super, super smart. He's a professor. She's in Ravenclaw, which is known to be like a brainiac house. And so, yeah, that's why I think Luna would be the best true pairing for Snape.
All right. Look at Nicole dropping the Harry Potter knowledge there. Very impressive.
Yeah, that was pretty deep, man. That's extensive.
All right, so I will make a decision on who I think would be the best argument for the one true pairing. So let me think here. This is very tough, by guys. Well, Sean, I'm sorry, you're out right away.
It's all good. I wasn't expecting to win either of these. So.
But now, very, very good argument. Each time I thought I had it down, I don't know, somebody raised the bar. So, Peter, both of your ones you've done here with Batman and this are very creative. Yes. So, high props for that.
Yes.
So, Laura, I was very impressed that you took a character I actually can't stand in Dobby and made me really want to choose you because you made mm-hmm. such a good, really deep argument. And then I was all set to choose you, but Nicole she just topped it a little bit.
No, I know.
And I got to go with Nicole and Luna Lovegood.
Yeah. I would have gone with Nicole. That was a great answer.
Second place this time.
Second place.
Second place, Laura. Ooh. That makes you happy.
Yes! As long as I beat Sean.
Clearly, that wasn't no competition there.
Well, guess what? We apparently tied last time, so.
Yes, which is just really bringing me all the joy.
Do you know it'll bring you more joy when I send you a pornographic bag and shield drawing tonight?
No, I can't wait. On the edge of my bed.
So, Kate at Trek 1000 just tweeted, and just a reminder, Nicole Awkward is always right. Well, there you go. She just won, so I guess that's true.
That's so true. It's so true.
Well said.
Okay, so that is one true pairing. Excellent arguments, everyone. Well, almost everyone. I'm just kidding, Sean. I'm sorry.
Not my world. So all good.
He's really good.
Thank you for it's always a good sport to play along with something like that when you don't obviously it's not your
area. No clue. I'm like back and whatever.
Okay. I think you did really good, and I know sometimes there's like games for me that I'm not super sure about either. So it's cool. Like just. You know, throwing yourself out there and having fun. That's what we're all about. Like, even if we're not 100% sure, we can just embarrass ourselves and have fun with it. Who cares?
You know what? If you guys do, like, an Wizard of Oz episode, I'll, like, beat the shit out of every person here.
So,
all right. It's a very passionate Wizard
very
of Oz.
Very passionate. Yeah. Really
bring back awesome. That episode, yeah.
Yeah. Like, cuckoo.
Passion. And if you're excited to see us embarrass ourselves, folks, you're going to get to see that later when we do Geeky Raps for sure.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to embarrass myself. I'm going to look great.
Oh, right. Well, okay, besides Peter, I guess.
We're going to lay down a sick beat for you, Peter. Let's see what happens.
Please do.
All right, so if you're not watching live, we're going to take a quick commercial break right now, and we'll see you back in a second.
Welcome back from commercial break. You're here on Super Geeked Up with OTP, the show.
Very nice. I wish we could see you, though. I want to see what motions you were doing.
I know. I'm so irritated. My internet's so annoying today. So annoying.
All right, it's time for Geeky News. Okay, so, wait, what was that the theme song?
Yeah, well, I just did that up right now.
Okay, that was really great.
Well, this is really exciting news. We're going to start with this one,
No, I have one thing first before we do that. Before we do the exciting one. Well, this is exciting, too. They're all exciting.
Actually, they're all exciting.
Let me just give a shout-out. Oh, by the way, Maria Duran on Twitter says, oh, good, I didn't miss Geeky Raps. No, you didn't, Maria. It's coming up later.
No, we're saving that till the end.
Yeah. Real quick, one of our awesome companies that supports us is called Geek Fuel. Geekfuel.com is where you can go. They're a monthly subscription-based service where they put all these awesome geeky items, and they send it to you in a box every month. I'm wearing one of their awesome shirts. This is, if you're not watching live, you're on the podcast, this is called Turtles Assemble. Oh, it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as the Avengers. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So this is my favorite shirt from them, and they've sent so many awesome shirts. So you get cool stuff like that. Anyway, I want to give them a shout out. They're at geekfuel.com. If you go to geekfuel.com/supergeekedup, you actually get a free bonus item if you the first time you subscribe. Ooh, so you can go there. Nice. real quick story. I was in Panera today getting something, and the girl at the register was so enamored with the shirt. I placed my order, and she was like, I'm sorry, I have no idea what you just ordered. I was looking at your shirt.
Wow.
And then the manager, when I went to get my food, says, you can't take your, I can't give you your food until you tell me where you got the shirt from.
Wow.
So oh, you just, like, you totally blew everyone's mind at Panera.
Yeah, I was thinking of Panera today.
Cool shirt.
So I'm just going to wear this wherever I go from now on.
Very cool. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Alexander Martin at 2am_Bachelor, he just joined us live. He says, the singing intro is new. Well done, Nicole.
Agreed.
Oh, she sings all the time, though. You know that. But, and I don't know where she went now.
She's, I'm here. Oh, I'm
you're
back. Right.
There you go. You're back. Good.
I'm back. Yeah.
All right. What is exciting?
Before, can I just ask you something? Because this has been driving me crazy. This is from a movie, and I can't figure out which movie. It's like, I'm back. What is that from?
That's from, that's Poltergeist, isn't it? Where they're like, they're okay. Here.
Okay. So then they don't say I'm back. I don't remember. I had this in my head the other day, and I started saying it, and I'm like, where is this coming from?
Maybe the little girl in the original Poltergeist, Carol Ann, when she looks at the TV, she's like, they're here.
Okay, then that's probably what it is. And I'm
maybe
just
you're combining it. Poltergeist with Terminator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe
what if he'd said it that way? That would have been awesome.
That would have been.
I'll be back. La vista, baby.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
I'm a friend of Sarah Connor's. I'm here
to see her. Terminator the Musical, coming soon.
Yes.
I love that movie so much.
Oh,
so one
of my favorite of all time.
Love it, love it, love it.
Okay, so, Nicole, what is some exciting geeky news?
Okay, this is crazy, and like I don't know if everyone's seen it yet because it kind of, I found out about right before we came on the show, and it's still kind of rumored, but it also is kind of probably fact. So the headline is, all 6 Star Wars films coming to Netflix and AMC theaters, ?
Wow.
So apparently, and Tanya had verified this because she works on video on demand, and we were talking about this, but so I guess Disney signed an exclusivity deal with Netflix to have their movies playing on Netflix. And but we didn't know like when it was gonna be. We thought maybe like end of 2015, beginning of 2016, something like that. So then AMC Theaters today tweeted a picture of all the different Star Wars characters, and it says, "Before you see The Force Awakens, see the ones that started it all, Star Wars Saga." And then they had a link, and if you click the link, it actually went to Netflix, and it has a picture of Obi-Wan with R2-D2 in the background, and it's like, this is not the page you're looking for. And so it's like, but then the tweet was later deleted, but someone had like taken a picture of it, so we're like, hey, what is that saying? And then it's going to Netflix, and then someone on what's called Extremists, I think it's a website. Extremist. Okay. Extremist. Found evidence for Star Wars hitting Netflix soon because they found a page on Netflix. You know when you're like looking for movies and stuff, and then it pops up with a title with the rating underneath it and then information. So that's all there. There's just no actual
movie
to watch. Mm. So we're trying to figure out, like, I'm hoping this isn't Photoshop, but this article is from makingstarwars.net. And so now it's like, well, maybe they're going to be bringing this to Netflix way before we thought they were, and we can watch it all and gear up before The Force Awakens. But I guess people were skeptical because they didn't know, I guess Fox has distribution rights to A New Hope, but Lucasfilm has the rights to all the other ones, so they didn't know when they were going to be releasing them all, but it seems like all 6 of them are going to be coming very soon, and possibly even theatrically, so you can watch them all in theaters before The Force Awakens.
Like, well, they would be silly to not do that. Like, why not stoke the fire as hard as you can? I mean, not that everybody and their brother, like my husband's literally taking the 18th of December off from work, you know? So, yeah, I mean, like, we're going to be there, but everybody's going to be there. But I still, like, I don't see, why wouldn't they try to, like, get that extra money, like, release those 6 and...
Well, this is what I'm thinking, because My husband and I were trying, we were like really in the mood to watch all the Star Wars movies, and
even the first three, Nicole, really?
Yeah.
By which I mean Phantom Menace at all.
Right.
No, I know. We just
Nicole
wanted
and I,
to,
Nicole and I are haters on these movies, actually.
But I mean, mostly 4, 5, and 6, but we thought, well, if we could get a deal on all of them, we would, but the only way to watch them is, well, obviously through Amazon, and it's almost $100
I bought it.
I know, yeah. Oh, well, maybe I can borrow it from you then. Because we're just like, oh, shoot, we don't have $100, but we really want to watch all the movies. So, but we were trying to figure out if we could just get 4, 5, and 6, but it would almost be like...
You can. It's you can buy them individually. You can buy them individually. It is cheaper. It's a better deal overall if you want...
Yeah, right. So that's where we're like, well, but then if it is coming to Netflix... But see, that's what I'm thinking is, well, maybe, because people love Star Wars, so they're going to pay no matter what. Right?
Yeah.
Like when
absolutely.
We went to Target the other day, they're charging a bajillion dollars for all this Star Wars stuff, and you know what they can? Disney knows this because people will pay it because it's Star Wars. So that's what I'm thinking, well, maybe they wouldn't want to put on Netflix because then they're not getting as much money, right?
Why don't they just do, they'll just do both. Like there's plenty of people that will sit and watch it on Netflix all day and then go out to dinner and go see them in the theaters. Like there's plenty
that's
of
true.
Us that would do that. I include myself
yeah,
in that
true.
Mix. Do you know what? I mean, I actually own VHS copies of the original first three. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So without all the digital shit that he added in the 90s and without changing who shot who and adding Han Solo into that scene by the Millennium Falcon, or not Han Solo, Jabba the Hutt, such bullshit. And that makes me so mad. Those changes make me so mad. And I'm like, can't I just see the original movies I remember seeing in the movie theater? And so the only way you can do it are these VHS things. So that's what I've been wanting them to do. I've been wanting them to release the original theatrical versions of those first three. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know that they really, like, quote-unquote, exist anymore. I don't know what George Lucas would do with them.
I actually have them. They released them on DVD after the special edition. I have them on DVD.
Yes. Of the original theatrical versions?
Yeah, they released.
I thought Lucas would never let them out.
He did. After he did the special edition first on DVD, which I have, and then he did the. Later on, they did the originals, which I bought those as well. Just showed you how much I love Star Wars.
No,
I
have, please.
I wish. I agree with you. I mean, I don't hate on the new cuts as much as other people, but I do prefer the original, of course, the original.
Yeah.
And I wish they would release that on the Blu-ray or digital or in theater.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think we're going to see those again outside of that DVD release I have, probably, but maybe. You never know. Well, maybe with somebody else having it now.
That's what I thought. Like maybe Disney would be like, well, shoot, we'll show the original theatrical versions. We'll show the versions from the 90s. We'll show what we've changed now with them.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on these three, like episodes 1, 2, and 3, the ones that came out in the 90s?
Yeah, so I think... I think people go way too crazy with the hate for these movies. I understand why, and it shows you why Star Wars number one is the first trilogy is my favorite thing of all time. It's my favorite movies ever. It's the thing I'm most fan of out of everything. And I think there's so many other people like that they are they become so invested in Star Wars and it's so important to them that's why they have such a huge emotional reaction to these changes and that the first three didn't live up to the original three. I never expected the new three, the prequels, to live up to the first three, because I don't think you ever could.
No, there was no way.
No, so, how could you?
So I didn't go in with those expectations. I think episodes... Okay, so Phantom Menace has plenty of problems in it. Clones is better.
Yes.
I actually think Revenge of the Sith, I love it. I think that's actually a really well-done movie. It ties in great to the original trilogy.
Yes.
So that's the thing. People all say the whole original prequel is trash. But really, like, they never talk about Revenge of the Sith. I don't think you can really say, well, you can, but Revenge of the Sith, I think, is a damn good movie, actually.
Yeah, so, that one's definitely out of the three, the hands down the best one. But man, I still like. Don't you remember going to see Phantom Menace in the movie theater? You were so excited, and that thing. Like I saw it at the Ziegfeld here in New York, and like the da 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 da. You know, the Star Wars thing comes up, and everyone in the audience like cheered and screamed, and it was so awesome. And then that crawl started happening, where it was like Episode One, and it's like. Blah, blah, trade federation, blah, blah, treaties, blah, blah. And you're like, what? Like, it was so boring what they were talking about in the crawl. And then, like, the movie starts. And it's so just, like, snoozy. I don't know how else to put it. And I remember talking with my friends outside being like, well, yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, you know, like, the pod race was kind of cool. Like, I don't, you know, because we were all just like, brah, brah, you know. But I agree, like, Sith is a pretty good movie. But Phantom Menace just, I felt so burned by Phantom Menace.
It's by far the weakest one, yeah. Absolutely. And I see what you're saying. It's not super exciting.
It's like lowest common denominator on every level. Like, it had, like, fart jokes in it, man. Like, what?
It did. I forgot about the fart jokes.
Yes, it had fart jokes. It had Jar Jar Binks. It had that little boy who, bless his little soul, like, he's a child and I don't. He was poorly cast, I believe.
Most of them were poorly cast. That's all I remember. Was just the acting and being
I think Liam Neeson was great in that role. Like, that was a good casting, I think.
Well, theory, I just don't think he was. I think George Lucas didn't let them do anything.
Yeah. I would agree that Lucas should have had somebody else direct.
Agreed. Jeff, we're on the same page
Here's the thing. People always criticize him for directing, and he actually even say himself, he'll say, I'm an editor. That's actually what I am, first and foremost.
Interesting.
But they forget that he totally wrote and directed A New Hope, and that is one of the best movies ever made. And it's
I agree. Cast. I do agree with that.
He can't direct. He was directing amazingly well.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's a great movie. So I guess to go back around to the answer to this question, I firmly believe that these movies will be released theatrically and on Netflix in advance of the new one coming out in December. No question.
Yeah. Oh, so let me just share this. There's a really good tweet from At The Deep.
Just going to share that. We're on the same wavelength.
Go ahead.
Okay. So he says, Lucas didn't make the prequels for original Star Wars fans. He made them to hook a new generation, and it worked brilliantly.
That's a pretty smart tweet, to be honest with you, because I know plenty of, like, even my youngest sister, kids like Jar Jar Binks.
They do.
Like, I have a... One of my friends, I just went to one of my friends' daughters, she's 14, her birthday party, and she says, I prefer the prequels to the originals. And I jokingly said, you got to get out of here. But, I mean, but that's the thing. That's actually totally fine, I think, because that's how she grew up with those, right?
We grew up with the original ones. Yeah. Didn't you see George Lucas on Jon Stewart when Jon Stewart was telling George Lucas, see, my son thinks that his favorite movie is Phantom Menace out of the six? He's like, but I keep trying to explain to him, no, your favorite movie is actually New Hope. It's not Phantom Menace. And they were all laughing, you know, but yeah, no, it's true. Like, that's actually very true, that he did not make those movies for us. He made them for children, especially Phantom Menace.
And that's probably one reason why so many fans who are older or our age were so maybe right, because they're like, they wanted it made for them. That's what they wanted, they expected, you know? Here's my thing. Like, people who get so irate about it, my thing is, George Lucas doesn't owe you anything. I'm sorry, he doesn't. I think he made the most amazing things ever. Not only that, he's associated with Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Which is also amazing.
Willow, which is one of my favorite movies. American Graffiti is a really awesome movie, you know?
Howard the Duck.
Yeah, he's...
Snap!
Right, but...
It's a real movie, bro. Saw it in the theaters.
I'll take your word for it.
For me, Lucas has done so many amazing things.
Yes, it's true.
He doesn't need to do anything else for me. Like, he's awesome. And it's, you know, it's okay that everything he does isn't great. He did enough great things for me.
All right, Jeff.
But I know a lot of people don't. You know, a lot of people are going for it. That's okay.
Well, the next time I'll see George, I tell him that he owes you dinner. Because
no, tell him I owe him dinner.
All right. Oh, that's sweet.
You guys can eat dinner and then fight over who's going to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Laura and George and I will have a dinner together. That sounds good.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing? Like, he hasn't heard enough bullshit about Phantom Menace.
It would be brand new ideas, I'm sure.
Totally. Nobody's ever asked him what was happening with Jar Jar Binks.
By the way, Kate at Trek 1000 says she's been to the library that inspired the Jedi Archives. It's in Ireland. That's cool.
That's really cool.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
And Alexander Martin says, Darth Maul is the dopest thing. I think most people will agree he was a really cool part about the Phantom Menace.
What did you say? A really cool part or the only really cool part?
I said a cool. But you.
Oh, okay. I heard it the other way. Sorry.
All right. Anyway, I actually own the digital ones. I bought them earlier this year when they released them, so I don't really need to see them on Netflix because I own them. And by the way, they look amazing on like when I'm watching my tablet in HD. Probably the best I've ever seen them, just about.
Wow.
But if they release it in theaters again, I would totally go, of course.
Of course. Of course you would go.
I remember seeing the special editions and when I was, in college, and it was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I went too. Every week. Didn't they release them like...
It was once a month.
Once a month, that's what it was, yeah. Because I was out of town doing a show, and I think at least two of them released while we were doing the show. Yeah, it was amazing. Remember how Howard Stern got so pissed because he released one of them the same weekend that Private Parts was being released?
Did he?
Yes, and he was like, fuck George Lucas, because like Private Parts didn't win the box office that week because, I don't know, the re-release of Empire Strikes Back did. Yeah, he was very grouchy about it. The king of all media, except television and film.
Yeah. All right, so big surprise. We got on a big tangent about Star Wars, but that's okay.
Yeah. That's crazy. Who would have thought it?
Yeah, who would have thought? All right, I guess we'll move on now, right, to other geeky news?
Yeah,
so,
totally.
Let's see. So what did Tanya find here? Josh Brolin was talking about playing Thanos in the upcoming Avengers movies. And Nicole, I don't know if you watched this or any of you guys watched the video, but it's pretty cool. He seems very excited about it. He says it was one of those projects. He says he's always interested when he is approached by projects in which ones he agrees to right away and other ones he has to think about. And he said this one was like almost an immediate yes to.
Of course.
Yeah. But it's how it's very different than anything else he's played before. And he dug, they sent him some Thanos, like, graphic novel or comic, and he really dug that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so he's pretty stoked for it. I think, I think he's a really cool choice to do it too. I don't know, you guys, any thoughts on Josh Brolin and playing Thanos?
Should be pretty cool.
He James Gunn directed Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I love him. I love that script that he did for the 2004 Dawn of the Dead remake. I think he is very talented. And Slither, whatever that other movie was that he did that James Gunn directed. Mm-hmm. He was good. I thought that I didn't actually realize that it was James Brolin playing that part in Guardians of the Galaxy until I read this link that you sent. So, yeah.
They had the amazing. He was playing it there. Like, they had like a little tease of him in that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I didn't realize it was
like 30 seconds, right?
Yeah, it was real short.
Not even 30 seconds. Yeah, no, it was great.
You get to see him played in a whole, probably a couple movies at least.
I know. No, it's going to be great. Of course he said yes to that. Like, why would you not say yes to that? That's an amazing group of creative people to kind of get in the pool with,
All right. So, by the way, a couple people, Honky Tonk Buffalo and the Deepu, they said they got to see A New Hope in theaters in 1977 and in the front row even. So that's pretty amazing.
Well, because it ran for like 8 months. Like, we went multiple times. It would be like a babysitting thing. My mom would be go shopping, and she would drop us off the movies to watch Star Wars.
Awesome. That's awesome.
It was crazy. That's funny.
That's amazing, because now movies will be like in a theater for like a month, maybe, or like 6 weeks.
And that's a huge hit.
And that was like 8 months. That's just incredible.
Oh, my God, Raiders of the Lost Ark, same thing. Like, it ran in the first release movie theater for the better part of a year. It was crazy. That was another one that we would just go to, like, every couple of weeks. My parents would be like, let's go see Raiders of the Lost Ark again. Like, those are great movies.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was the first one, right?
Yes.
Well, what?
That's the first
movie.
Maria Duran on Twitter said she saw A New Hope 23 times in the theater in an actual movie
theater. Yeah, I'm sure that my brother and I probably saw it approximately that many times. Damn. I remember waiting by the mailbox because we got like little order through the mail Star Wars figures, and we would wait by the mailbox, a little box to arrive, and it'd be like R2-D2 and C-3PO, and yeah, it was amazing.
So that's
a great movie.
This is the kind of stuff I love hearing, by the way. Instead of like all the hate for Lucas, I love hearing these kind of stories about how it moved people and what an effect it had when you first saw it. That's great.
Oh, please. My grandma took us to see it. She went kicking and screaming. And I remember I overheard her tell my mom afterwards, I actually really liked it. It was very fun. Yeah, no, I mean, please.
Nice.
No, I mean, please.
I was like 8 That's years awesome. Old, and me and my best friend growing up, Alex Suggs, we would alternate spending the night at each other's houses every weekend, and we would either watch one of the three Star Wars movies or one of the three Indiana Jones movies. And
nice.
It was always like, it's Friday night, which one are we going to watch? It was usually Temple of Doom.
Really?
That's actually the one I don't like, yeah.
That's the one I don't like either.
I know people are all about Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think Raiders of the Lost Ark is kind of boring. I actually don't even think I've ever seen
it. I think The Last Crusade is actually probably the best one.
Wait, what?
The first one's awesome, but I actually think I like The Last Crusade the best, to be honest with you.
Wow.
The first one makes me sleepy.
I liked The Last Crusade a lot, too, but I liked it better when it was called Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's the same movie, Jeff.
No. No. Oh, you said it's the same plot?
It's the same plot!
No, it's not. Get out of here.
Hello. Instead of looking for the Ark of the Covenant, they're looking for the Holy Grail. Like,
yeah, it's totally different.
they're going to release one where they look for the Shroud of Turin or whatever. Like, it's the same thing.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
I think after
and then, you know what
Indiana
I'll say
Jones
when I see that
four,
one?
I
liked it better when it was called Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay. I don't think we're going to see another Indiana Jones after the fourth one.
What was the fourth one again?
Something of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, the Crystal Skull, the one that looked like the alien from Aliens.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they made
a fourth
one.
Crystal Skull.
Yeah, it was with Shia, right?
Yeah, the Crystal Skull. When all those ants came out, that was the moment where it was like, I can't watch this anymore.
I didn't remember there were ants.
You need to go see some Bag and Shield stuff.
Yeah, if only I'd known about it at that point in my life. I could have improved that day.
All right, let's go. We got other stuff we got to get to, so I guess we should move on. Nicole, what's the other news we have?
Really quick, I just wanted to read a tweet from Maria, because she was saying how she went 23 times. She goes, back then there were toys in the movie theater for sale. My dad took me each time, and she got 23 of the original items.
Oh, my gosh.
Did she get, like, the juice glasses from Hardee's and stuff when they would have, like, the juice glasses at the fast food places?
I don't know. She didn't mention that.
I think I might have some of those. I had so many Star Wars toys when I was a kid.
My cousin has all of the original toys.
Oh, shit. Smart person.
Yeah, like a very like, storage. He has everything, like, man in the box. That
wow.
was But he's older than me. He grew up, like, he was a teenager, I think, when the movie came out. So that's what he did. That was his thing.
That's awesome.
Could probably put a kid through college.
Probably could.
One other awesome tweet here. Ryan Ward says, this is pretty amazing. I remember discovering Doctor Who, Star Wars, and Indiana Jones on a satellite TV on the same day. All three of them were on the same day.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Wow.
That was like the greatest day ever for a geek.
Wow.
That's really cool.
That's so crazy. Good for him, man.
Hey, by the way, I got some support on Twitter. Alexander Martin and Deepu say, agree with Jeff, I really like Last Crusade. It gave birth to the young Indiana Jones Chronicles plus Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Fuck it, Laura.
Sean Connery was so like, deep, beep, boop, boop, boop. Oh, here's my performance. Click.
Oh, I thought you were trying to be R2-D2 at first.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what?
I'm sorry. Because the way I'm framed, you couldn't see that I was dialing.
She was phoning it in.
Yeah, I was phoning it in. See?
Right, I got it.
Yeah, sorry. Wah, wah.
That's funny. That's awesome.
All right, Nicole, Mary Poppins news.
Yes, Mary Poppins news. So this was a big deal. I believe this came out yesterday. So, you know, Disney's been rebooting a lot of, like, their famous movies like Cinderella, and they did live-action Cinderella, et cetera, et cetera. So now there was news that they're doing another Mary Poppins. People flipped out. They're like, how could you destroy Mary Poppins and redo it? Doesn't need to be rebooted. But what actually is happening is it's going to be a sequel of sorts, which takes place 20 years after the first film. And I guess it's going to follow storylines from the P.L. Travers children's books, focusing, okay, on the Magical Nanny's continued adventures with the Banks family. So I'm curious how that's going to work, if maybe it's, like, one of the kids that she babysat, and it's, like, their kid or something. Like, I'm wondering how that's going to work. But, I mean, at least it's not just a straight-up reboot.
Is it... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
Are they planning on doing a musical version of it, or what are they doing with it?
Yes. It is a musical. Rob Marshall is directing it. And yes, it is going to be a musical. Yeah, so yes. Sorry, I missed that part, but yeah.
Well, you know, Mary Poppins was not a particularly friendly person in the books, so they could go in a whole different direction with this reboot thing.
I kind of hope they do. I feel like you can't really... Everybody knows Julie Andrews, correct?
It's Julie.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes,
you're like, everyone knows it was...
Everybody knows it was Judy Garland.
Right?
No.
Yeah, here we go.
Peter, let me have my moment, okay?
I'm sorry, have it.
No, no, it's fine. I'm curious to see what they do with it, because I feel like Disney, they teeter with their reboots and everything. But I want to see where they go. I want to know who they're going to have play Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm curious about, too.
Will Dame Julie make an appearance? That's what I'd like to know.
Right, because it is taking place 20 years later, so I'm like, well, it can't be like a really young Mary Poppins. It has to be someone...
Does Mary Poppins, because she's magical, not age, or does she age like normal people? Does anybody
know?
I don't think she ages.
So she would still be like the same age Julie Andrews was back then.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you, Julie Andrews looks pretty damn good, I gotta say.
She does. Oh, I just met her last year.
What?
What?
Yeah, Sean, where'd you meet her? Because I worked with her too.
I didn't work on a show with her. I met her at an event.
Oh, yeah. I worked on a show with her, and she looks amazing. Especially when she's like done, like for an interview or something, she looks amazing.
You did the mouse. Okay, I'm like, what did you do with her? You did the thing with Catelli.
Yeah, Great American Mousicle, her kids' book that they musicalized. Yeah, it was a picture of her and me and my kid, and Audrey's like pulling away from her, and like, and I'm trying to like hold her in place. I'm like, fucking Mary Poppins, like, sit still. but she looks amazing. So, you know, who knows? They did it with Arnold Schwarzenegger for this Terminator thing, so maybe they could do it with Julie Andrews too. Make her look younger.
I mean, I think the movie's gonna make money at the end of the day. I have concerns about the content. I don't see it going well, but
Ron Marshall's good though.
Yeah, that's good that he's directing at least.
Yeah. He's good. He's got a good sense of those things. Like Dreamgirls. Dreamgirls was kind of amazing. Oh, no, not Dreamgirls. Chicago, I meant.
Chicago was
amazing. Yeah, Chicago. And he did Into the Woods, which I know didn't necessarily have the best reviews, but I know that it still did really well, and like Meryl Streep got Oscar nomination for her part in it. So he's done a lot of really successful musicals.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's the right guy for the job. Again, it all comes down to money. Why wouldn't they try to do this? If they think people are going to come see it, they're going to do it.
Yeah, people will see it.
Yeah.
Let me share some tweets here. So here's the one supporting you, Laura, going back to the Indiana Jones discussion and other stuff. At the Deep, who says, but good point, Laura. Law of Trilogy, second movie is darker, third mirrors the first. See episodes 4 to 6 of Star Wars, Back to the Future, and Indiana Jones.
That's right.
She's doing a dance, folks, if you're only listening to the podcast.
A really
when he says darker, does he mean really terrible? Temple of Doom is so bad.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
But with Star Wars, Empire many
is amazing. Yeah, probably the best of the three. I think that I'll tell you what's wrong with Temple of Doom, and it can be summed up in
And then I'll tell you what's right with Temple of Doom.
Short round.
Okay.
Am I starting?
Yes.
Oh, it's pretty simple. I mean, I was like 7 years old and someone got their beating heart ripped out of their chest, and that was awesome.
All right. It's not that that's not awesome. It's just short round doesn't, like, the beating heart does not make up for that child.
All right.
So Maria Duran tweets it. This is pretty cool. She says, get this. I have the original Cinderella movie score album. I won it at a theater giveaway when I was a little girl.
Maria. Maria's got some stuff.
Oh, that's nice. That's pretty amazing.
It is awesome. All right, so let's see. So there's all the geeky news for the day. Let's see. Nicole, you want to talk a little bit about the cool Patreon thing we got going?
Yeah, real quick. So some of you know we have a Patreon page, patreon.com/supergeekedup, which is so cool, and you guys have just been super supportive and have actually helped us reach our first milestone goal, which is to upgrade our webcams, which clearly I need since it's not working today. And Jeff actually just got his, and we'll upgrade our microphones too, so we're super excited about that. We really appreciate all your support. And then our next milestone that we need help with is once we get to 300 a month, we're actually going to be able to upgrade our streaming service to look for an alternative solution. So then it won't be so crazy because Google Hangouts always likes to cause problems. So we just want to say thank you guys for supporting us. And if you're able to donate anything, that's awesome. And or if you can just share the link, that's great too. So thanks, guys.
Yes, thank you so much. You guys rock. And you can see our video for Patreon right on supergeekedup.com, right on the homepage. And then we want to mention one particular Patreon supporter who is really awesome, Maria, who actually we mentioned her a lot today because she keeps tweeting. She's awesome. But she supports us on Patreon. And so we want to mention her, the thing she does, which is brand chat on Twitter. This is really cool. Actually, Nicole and I and Tanya were on it last week as guests.
Yep.
So, and you know, of course, branding is a very important thing for web series and everything, and we brand ourselves as geeks, and that's a big part of who we are. So she runs this thing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central on Twitter. It's hashtag brand chat, and she has different guests on. They talk about different kind of branding things, and it's super awesome, and they have this chat room called the NURPH, N-U-R-P-H, not like a Nerf herder from Star Wars, which I wish it was that. But anyway, like Nicole and I were super impressed. Like the people who participate in that, they're so super knowledgeable. Everybody's sharing ways to help each other out and great information. So it's really cool. That's hashtag brand chat and use an at brand chat as the Twitter. And that's Wednesdays, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central. So Wednesday mornings, you can do that. And then Wednesday nights, you can watch us at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
What a day.
Yes. It is. And then, in between all that, just I don't know, do something. Figure out doing something. Much more preparing in between that.
That's yeah, right. It'll take you at least 30 minutes.
By the way, speaking of Maria, she says you go Peter on Twitter, so she must like your Temple of Doom.
Perfect. Thank you, Maria. I appreciate that.
And Kate tweets in, man, Laura is hating on kid actors. What's wrong with her?
You would think that I'd been one. I wasn't. But you can't deny, like, these particular examples, not that they're not delightful kids and are probably very talented in their own right. They were just poorly cast and directed in those films, right? Am I wrong? Like, people loved Anakin from Phantom Menace?
No, they did not.
Okay, see? In Short Round, like, people loved Short Round? Really? I don't think so. Do you know who's great, though? Abigail Breslin was so good in Signs.
Mm-hmm. Remember Abigail Signs? Breslin's just so...
Abigail Breslin's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Little Miss Sunshine, hilarious.
Gosh, she was so good in that.
You know what I also love? I think Elle Fanning is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I would agree.
Great, and other stuff she's been in, yeah, so good.
Yes, I would agree. So, no, it's not all kid actors. It's just those kid actors.
All right. If you're watching live, we're going to take one last commercial break, but then we're going to come back finally with Geeky Raps. You've been waiting all show for this. We'll see you back in a second.
Boom, boom, ptsch. Boom, boom, ptsch. Well, I can't. I was going to try it.
You were going to do a rap, right? It was going to be great.
I was going to try, but then you laughed and it threw me off. So welcome back from commercial break.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's
okay. I couldn't help it. It was funny.
It's okay. I know. It's a little crazy.
All right. It is time for Geeky Raps. It's only the second time we've done this, folks.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah, because that's so you should spot it, guys. We think you're up to the challenge to do these Geeky Raps.
Absolutely. All right.
You guys can do it.
So these, now last time we did superhero rap. So we did some Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, stuff like that. This time, based on our One True Pairing, which is all about The Hobbit and stuff, our fan fiction about The Hobbit. So these are going to be raps either about Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit, right?
Yes.
So I'm a little scared to hear what Peter and Laura are going to say, but
I'm sitting this one out.
Mine is not dirty.
I'm sitting this one out. I'm letting the performers do their performance.
Mine is pornographic.
I know. I can't wait. I'm really excited about that. I want to go first.
We have to save Peter's for the end, then.
Yeah, we have to save Peter's for the end.
Absolutely.
You want to go first, you said?
No. One of you guys go first. I just don't want to be...
No, yeah, I usually go first.
It's brief.
I'll go first.
It's just pornographic.
I can't wait. Oh, can't wait to hear it. All right, I'll go first because I thought I'd get my ridiculous one out of the way.
Okay.
So here you go, folks. Sorry. I amuse myself, at least, when I write these. I don't know if I use anybody else.
I'm sure it's great.
All right, my rap is because of Tailbow, but I can just rhyme shit together.
Yeah, now, so. Totally.
All right, here is my... This is the Lord of the Rings. I focus on Lord of the Rings rather than The Hobbit. All right, this is the Lord of the Rings rap.
I guessed that about you.
Laura's at the edge of her seat.
I can't wait.
On this. I can tell. All right. By the way, folks, if you're watching live, please send us your raps. Like, send us a quick, like, you know, maybe two long raps or something.
Yes, I want to hear it.
That's super geeked up. Hashtag it for you. Last time, you guys sent some awesome raps when we did the superhero ones. So that... All right, here we go. Right, you guys ready? Here's my Lord of the Rings rap.
Yeah. Okay.
Frodo and his peeps hanging in the Shire. They're lazy hobbits. They don't perspire. With eight other dudes, he's off, on a quest. Talk about a total sausage fest. Gandalf, Aragorn, Boromir, and Frodo going up against Sauron. They yell YOLO.
Yes.
Nice.
Holy shit. It's a ring wraith. His breath's so bad, give him some toothpaste. Gotta stop Sauron. Gotta stop Sauron from getting his bling off the Mount Doom to destroy the One Ring.
Yeah. That's amazing, yeah. Jeff. That's so good. I'm so happy.
It is a sausage fest.
Right. It's not as much of a sausage fest as the Hobbit is.
Oh, shit, you're right. That is even more of one.
Oh, my God. There's literally not a female character in the entire novel.
Well, until the one they made up, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then they added Galadriel just to be like, there's got to be like some ladies in the. It's 2012 or 2013.
Which one was Galadriel?
The elf.
She was the
Cate Blanchett.
The blonde elf. Cate Blanchett. Yeah, Cate Blanchett. Yeah, good one, Jeff. That was great, Jeff. Yay!
Oh, thank you. All right. Who wants to go? Laura, you want to go?
I'll go. All right, hold on. Let me create my phone out. Okay. A cold November night once rocked my kid world into pieces when Thorin and 12 other dwarves were done with idle speeches and decided it was time to kill one big-ass nasty lizard. But so far, the only help they had was from some crazy-ass gray wizard. So they took along a hobbit. What's a hobbit? Wait, they eat 7 times a day? Check those bellies out, because one thing's clear, those fuckers do not play. Hobbit sneaky as shit and quiet, too, and real good with a riddle. So good that Gollum's brain felt like a pancake on a griddle.
Oh, God.
Respect Andy Serkis, because his Gollum ain't no bore. But for me, the real Gollum in my heart be Brother Theodore. You see Bailey and Keeley from that 70s cartoon? My boys Dean and Aiden, you could eat up with a spoon. And don't even get me started on my boyfriend Richard Armitage. Flash those baby blues at me, and I might walk right off a penthouse ledge. The thought left in my little mind when Bard shot down that dragon is, no question in my mind, I'm going to marry Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah. That was awesome. Oh, my God, I can't believe how much you wrote. That's amazing.
Can I tell you, it just, like, it just poured out of me.
She does have a rather aggressive love for Richard Armitage.
So oh, my God.
That you put that on display.
Oh, yeah, well, I saw it in your series. I saw that display.
Yeah, that's Richard. Real. She's not that acting
was,
in those
that
scenes.
That was super impressive.
She's just living her truth.
But for reals, when I was 7 in my diary, or when I was 8 in my diary, I did put in my diary, someday I will marry Bilbo Baggins.
Nice.
I had a huge crush on that cartoon character. Huge crush.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And... it's so weird. I know it's very weird. I had a crush on the Great Gazoo, too, from Flintstones. But that's what inspired my rap, yeah. So there we go.
Oh, awesome. So while you were rapping, Maria Duran tweeted in, rolling on the floor laughing out loud, Jeff, what a rap. Thank you, Maria.
Yay.
Cool. So Laura, you kicked ass. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So, I guess Nicole, because I want to leave Peter for the end.
Yes, yeah. We leave
absolutely. Okay, yeah, I will totally go. And, you know, normally I always give, like, a precursor. I'm not going to. I'm just going to do it.
All right.
It's going to be crazy.
Smackdown.
But see if you Lay can try out. And guess, like, what I'm actually trying to rip off, I guess.
Okay.
You are now about to witness the strength of the necromancer. Straight out of Mordor, crazy orc breeder named Sauron, first lieutenant from the crew of Morgoth. When I'm called off, I shift off, freeze the figures, and elves get hauled off. You too, Frodo, if you get in my way, trolls are gonna have to stand in the way. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better run, cause Sauron is crazy hot as the sun. As I leave, behind a wake of rage, bro, when I'm coming back, boy, I'm coming straight out of Mordor.
Wow!
That was awesome.
That was amazing.
That was really good.
Good rapping, Nicole. Like,
that was really, yeah, that was like a fucking rap.
Like, you actually sound like a rapper. By the way, Nicole, this is hilarious, and this has happened before. As you were saying your rap, literally the tweet came in from Alexander Martin. Someone has to do Straight Out of Mordor, crazy motherfucker named Sauron, right?
Oh my God, right? Okay, I have to say.
As you said the line, like it came in almost virtually.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
That's so funny. But I have to tell you that actually, Scott helped me a little bit with this because I was really struggling. He's like, Scott's my husband. He's like, okay, I got it. Straight out of Mordor, and you're going to be Sauron. I was like, okay, I got this.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. That was fucking funny, man. Yeah, that was. That was like a real rap. Mine was like
deaf beat right,
poetry
but...
jam or yeah, something. Yeah.
Yours was like a stylized speech, Laura.
Okay.
Oh, you guys did good.
Okay. But it was awesome.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks,
Laura
Jeff,
and I,
thanks.
Laura and I can't really rap, so we just kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
just,
we, I mean, you know, we're trying to fool.
Not my
Nicole,
generation.
Like, I had no idea Nicole could rap either. That's really impressive.
That was great. That was really great, Nicole. It was very impressive.
And then our Alexander Martzall, what? Nicole Awkward didn't qualify.
Why?
Oh my god. Probably because I didn't curse, maybe. Is, I don't know.
Well, if he's looking for cursing.
Oh, we're not in luck. Because here comes Peter's rap.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
All right. This is a short rap I wrote about Bag and Shield. And myself.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. My intro to The Hobbit was through the world of porn. Bilbo's fucking Thorin because he's horny horn. Some people say, Bag and Shield, that ain't real, I'm torn. And I'm like, have you seen that scene where Thorin gives him an acorn? That shit was real, that shit was fresh. That tiny hobbit was doing his best to conceal his boner so Thorin wouldn't know. All he wanted to do was grab his dick and blow.
Oh my gosh, that is so good.
Oh my god, that was fucking amazing.
I know it's not a contest, but
yeah,
that was amazing.
He just won the internet.
Peter yeah. The Grammy.
That was amazing.
I expect to go viral tomorrow.
That was amazing. Do you know? And this can I tell you? This little bitch wrote this post 4:30 this afternoon. Because
wow.
I talked to him before I had to go to this rehearsal. He's like, "Yeah, I have to write it. I have to write a rap. I haven't written a rap yet."
She was like, "I wrote this rap." I was like, "I guess I should write one."
I was like, I did it last night because, like, you can't ask me to do something and me not do it. Like, that just makes me nervous. So I finally just, like, wrote something last night. And Peter was like, oh, yeah, I better do that. This is a 4:30 this afternoon. That was really awesome, Peter. That was fucking funny.
Yeah, holy
oh,
shit.
Good. And you were amazing.
Yeah, he can really rap, too.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Don't
you
be confused
amazing.
By my skin color. Skin skill.
And then it just went...
And then I erased everything I'd ever done.
All right, we're gonna have to release a special excerpt of the show just with the raps.
Yes.
We did that last time, so we'll have to for sure.
That was a great rap, Peter. Wow, everybody's raps were really good. Sean,
so good.
Yeah. Now we're gonna hear the really best one.
He was kidding. He really did write one, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's right here. It comes out on CD. It's being released in a couple weeks.
Oh,
you'll get to hear it then. Actually, Peter.
You can't drop it tonight.
Sold, yeah. It's sold exclusively on superdeepdump.com.
Peter, you have to do that wrap up for Stay On Set in 2 weeks.
I can
do that. Oh, my God, please. That can be an outtake.
I can do that.
There you go. Yes. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Done.
Nice. So amazing. Thanks all for right. asking us to do this, you guys, because now we have all sorts of material.
Yes, that was great fun.
Thank you for doing them. Amazing.
Yes. By the way, Alexander Martin tweets in. He explained what he meant with that tweet about I didn't qualify. He's like, no, because you always add a qualifying statement before the game, like, I'm going to do bad, but... And so I think he was like, excited
he didn't
that I
do
didn't,
that this
that
time.
Didn't
he's
do that.
Proud of you.
Yes. So
he was acknowledging that you just like let it all hang out, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Good point.
Maria Dura tweets in, where will you post the text of these raps? They're all good. Great beat, Peter.
Yes,
I know.
You guys, Laura and Peter, you need to email us the raps, and we'll put them up on our website, the text, so people can enjoy them.
I can email you the text.
Awesome. And then we'll also embed a little excerpt of the video as well there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure though that's gonna be a lot of traffic for you guys on that website.
you better upgrade your server.
I hope that Patreon goes through the roof tonight because you're gonna need it.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a great mention because actually, right, Nicole, we did. If you pledge, it's not a rap, but it's a poem we did, Nicole,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did a poem, an original poem.
We did a geeky thank you poem. If you pledge, you get to see the video of that on the Patreon. So.
Oh, my mm-hmm. God, you guys, pledge.
Like a rap. All right, so before we get out of here, just real quick, We want to mention we're part of a cool network called the League of Geeks on Blog Talk Radio, which is an awesome place for podcasts. So you're listening to us on Blog Talk. Thank you so much. The League of Geeks is us and two other awesome shows, SFP Now, which is Sci-Fi Pulse Now, and Genretainment, also with two awesome, really cool shows. So if you like geeky stuff, please check them out on Blog Talk as well. SFP Now and Genretainment is what you want to type in. And you only listen to us too, of course. All right, and oh, by the way, so SFP Now is on Monday. We're on Wednesdays. Genretainment's on Fridays. So you got pretty much most of your week covered right there.
Yay!
All right. So, but let's give some links again for you guys before you get on out of here. Laura, where can the people watch One True Pairing?
They can watch it on our YouTube channel, OTP The Show, or the website is www.otptheshow.com. There's three episodes. The whole first season is like Peter was making a joke, but he's right. It's like 30 minutes long. The whole
three episodes.
Three episodes. And we're getting ready to start filming the second season in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really cool. Yeah. Laura, do you have any personal Twitter you want to give out where people can follow you?
Oh, I mean, they can follow me at Altar of Please, like an altar. But
where they can worship you?
Yeah, where they can worship me, yeah, you know. It's a picture of a little girl dressed like Wonder Woman. That's the picture. Then they'll be like, oh, that must be her.
And Peter, where can people follow you?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram as at Peter Graham, but with three M's at the end, so it's like, which I think is very clever, and I very rarely find people who agree with me, but...
Well, I was like, I Peter Graham,
Yeah, that's what people think, but that's, it's about
the... I love that. I think since Graham was taken, obviously, and two M's was taken, I think that's a great, clever way to say why you were three M's, yeah.
Yeah, and then the show, we're on, if you want to keep up with us, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr.
Awesome. It's more than just porn.
Sean, any sites or Twitter you want to give out for yourself?
I mean, I don't really have Twitter. I do Instagram. It's SDB515, and you can
that's
catch
catchy.
Me there. Yeah, it's my initials.
So Ryan Ward on Twitter says, yes, you have to pledge the poem, like our poem we did, is epic, like famous dead poet's epic. Insert famous dead poet name here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
High praise.
It is. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate
it.
All right, so let's see. So that's One True Parry. Please go check them out. I was watching it last night. It's really fun. Check it out. And... let's see. Oh, us? Well, you can watch us at supergeekedup.com and follow us at supergeekedup. Nicole's at Nicole Awkward. You can follow her. So please, thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you're watching the post, we appreciate all that. Thank you so much to Laura, Sean, and Peter for being here. You guys are awesome. Really
Yay!
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our
pleasure.
Thank
you for having us.
We'll be back next Wednesday, folks, at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific with more geeky fun. I think I hear a cat. That's good.
it could be coming from any of these apartments.
Coming from Laura.
It's one of my cats, yeah.
But before we go, Maria tweets in, I'm so glad to hear that Laura has openings and is taking new worshippers. There you go, Laura. You got a new worshipper.
There's always room for more worshippers at the altar of please.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching, as always. Keep going to our website, interact page. We'd like to hear from you. Keep tweeting us all week long. And until we'll see you next week. Until then, stay geek, everybody.
Bye. Bye.